Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 55. Hey guys, thank you for downloading this episode of Bear Podcast. And I was at the South Padre Island last weekend. And yeah, it was a event called Bears to the Coast, hosted by the Bears of San Antonio. And we were there March 31st to April 2nd. I did some recording on Saturday, April 1st, and a few on Sunday. Usually... April Fool's Day, I would do some pranks to my friends, but this time I couldn't because I was out of town. So I hope you guys enjoyed the audio that you're gonna hear, and also I got to meet a lot of friends, a lot of strange ones, but of course, what's important, I met new good friends. So hope to see them again in a future event, or if ever we visit the valley. All right, so stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. This is Nard, and I'm here in South Padre Island, live at Bears to the Coast. And I'm here with Jerry. He's the organizer of Bears to the Coast. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing great. We're having a great party down here in South Padre Island.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Friday. What happened last Friday?
We really should start with Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
It was an advance party that showed up here Thursday, 12 of us. And the activity started actually Thursday night in the hot tub. It was a very friendly bunch on Thursday night.
Oh, really? Thursday night.
Thursday night. Advance party.
How about Friday? What happened Friday?
Actually, on Friday, we started out and we had registration. And after registration, we did a welcome party. And the welcome party was a fun event. I think everybody enjoyed looking at everybody's butts. And everybody got a bird's eye view of a lot of asses on that night. And then from there, we had a problem.
What is the problem?
A problem developed on Friday night, and we had a bear that got lost.
Oh, a lost bear.
We had a lost bear, and so I went around recruiting, and we recruited bears to go in search. And the bear did get found, but it took about an hour.
Oh, wow.
We lost power, and the room was extremely dark, and all I know, there was a lot of fur being felt.
Oh.
But finally, the bear was rescued from that dark, no power room.
Oh, I see.
And then after that, the pool became very active, and then from there, the hot tub. So Friday was a very busy but fun evening.
Oh, okay. Actually, we arrived a little late last night, so it was an uneventful flight from Houston to Harlingen to drive to South Padre. So, how about this Saturday? Today is Saturday, so...
We're exhausted.
And oh, yeah, me too.
It's been a day of activity. We start out, we actually provide breakfast, and then we actually provide dinner, and also we'll provide breakfast on Sunday. Start out with a wonderful breakfast cooked up by Mondo, who is our cook.
He really works here at Upper Deck.
He actually works here at the Upper Deck, and he lives in Mexico. And
So he comes here from Mexico to cook for us.
Well, he comes here, he works here, but he's also, he's our cook every year. This is our third annual. He's been our cook every year that we've been here. So
yeah, he does a great job.
He does a good job.
I saw him earlier. He's walking around wearing a Frankenfurter outfit.
Cool.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
With the tights and everything.
Wait till you see him at breakfast in the morning. We have already told him what he has to wear.
I see.
Very limited attire at best.
Oh, wow. Probably a thong.
We'll have to wait and see.
Or a leaf.
And then from there we have what we call Volley Bear, and we had four teams, and that went extremely well. And of course, the winners received bear flags, and they thought that was absolutely super. We gave bear flags to each of the winners. And then from there, we actually load the beer into my truck, and we load everybody else in the other vehicles, and we head out to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
We go down to the beach in Maynard.
Yes.
While I was at the beach, I also noticed someone doing a sand sculpture.
Yeah.
Maynard and Mike did a sand sculpture, and for his audience, he actually won.
Well, yeah, we only won third place for our Texas with a levee around it.
Texas being protected by a levee.
Yeah.
And but then we went down there, we did sand sculpturing, and we had a full body of a man, and we actually have the artist.
That was me.
We actually have the artist here that took part in that. So.
Oh, give it in. Okay, please introduce yourself, by the way.
Well, I'm Bob, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I was actually the model, not the artist.
That's true.
The model.
The San Antonio Bears down here on South Party Island know how to do it up.
Uh-huh.
Super, thank you. How many bear events you been to?
Yeah.
This is my first bear event.
And it has to be at South Party Island.
It is at South Party Island. Actually, my partner is into bears. I've always been more into, like, military guys.
Oh, so okay.
I'm working on that right now. And I'll see you later.
All right.
All right. Yeah, that was Bob. Thanks, Bob. All right.
Yeah, Bob and his partner joined our group, and they've had nothing but a spectacular time. And they're from Columbus, and we've had a lot of interesting talk because I once lived in Columbus. So.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that. Okay. I love Columbus. Columbus is great. Yeah.
So, then let's continue with Saturday activities. And then from Saturday activities, we went, we finished the sand sculpturing, and then we came back, and finally we got a few hours rest. And then it was on to the next events, and we had the Heart of Texas Bears. They did a cocktail party for us. Last night we had a couple cocktail parties. And then from there we went into what we call the mating game.
The mating game. Oh, my goodness. So, how many participants in the mating game?
We actually had 12 people, and they all were volunteers, and the game was very interesting. The contestants could ask any questions of any type to any of the three that was looking for a date.
So, do you think they're out now having their drinks?
We haven't seen them. The club actually bought them their drinks, and then from there, we lost them. They're gone. We have no earthly idea where they're at.
Whoa.
We haven't seen them back, so we do not know what happened after their drinks at the bar. They're somewhere here.
They're somewhere here, huh? They must be in their rooms, probably.
They could be resting.
But we could not confirm that yet, but probably are. So, okay. So, I myself enjoyed it a lot. We may have arrived late yesterday because we have to fly in. And, yeah, just swimming in the pool and being in the hot tub. There are two hot tubs here. It's great. And everything's renovated, bigger place, and expanded. They actually expanded this place. So it's very good. It's very nice.
Well, like I told you earlier, this is our third. And we're planning on coming back next year for our fourth. But the hotel staff here, you couldn't work with a better staff. All you have to do is ask, and they make it happen for you. So I have to applaud the staff here at the Upper Deck because they definitely know how to take care of a group like us.
Yeah. So what giveaways did you guys give out?
Oh, goodness. We gave away bear flags, bear necklaces, the laser-engraved bears.
Wow.
And the people that did the clubs that did the cocktail parties got a very nice coffee mug. And gave away T-shirts. I think that's about it for this year.
How about free rooms or probably?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Maynard. The Upper Deck did donate two weekends for us to give away, and we gave those out tonight to people that were registered for the event.
Yeah.
And so now they have a free weekend that they can come back within the next year to the Upper Deck.
Which is usually the Bears to the Coast.
Which is normally they use it to come back to the Bears to the Coast, which is a plus for them. But like I said, the hotel really supports us here.
Yeah. Actually, 2 years ago, the last the last Bears to the Coast, I won a free room also. So Mike and I are able to stay here. But then last September, remember when we podcasted?
Yes.
We're supposed to have it here.
What happened? Katrina happened. And, of course, we had to delay and reschedule.
Rita, I think Rita.
Was it Rita?
Rita, yeah, Rita. Rita came and he just wrecked everyone's schedules. Even our flights.
However, I think this is actually a better time to do the event. It's not as hot here as we normally experience in September. And we've got a different crowd than we normally get. And what I'm really thankful for is the people from the Valley.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of locals here today.
They showed up on Friday night, and they registered, and some of them, this is their first event, and they're absolutely loving it. And, they can't wait till next year. They want us to come back again soon, but most likely we're going to do next year for sure.
Yeah. By the way, how many participants do we have today?
Actually, we had 34 that's registered, but the non-registered, I would say, were over 50.
Wow, it's growing.
Well, our goal was 50 for this year. And we actually had 50 before we had to delay, and it just didn't pick up enough steam. So next year, we'll get more publicity out, and I say that we'll exceed 50.
Okay. Do you plan to have it really as a big, big event?
We don't want it to grow. We really like this to stay under 100. We don't want it to go past 100. And if we keep it small, it becomes more intimate. You get to know people, and then you make some really close friends.
Yeah. But it's always good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, thank you very much.
Can I make another plug?
Okay, go ahead. Go plug.
All right. Hey, the Bears of San Antonio, we have a great website, and I need to put a plug in for Daddy Bear. We have Daddy Bear out on our site. You can ask our daddy any question that you would like, and we've had some very interesting questions. So if any of your listeners would like to go ask Daddy a question, it's www.bearsofsanantonio.net. Mm-hmm. Go ask Daddy a question and see what kind of response you'll get.
Yeah. So. You'll find the link on the right side of the screen, probably. You'll see a picture of a bear.
That's right. That's right. Anyhow, Maynard, thanks for allowing me to share some information about Bears of the Coast and also Bears of San Antonio.
I appreciate you being in the show. Thank you very much.
Super. Thank you, Maynard.
All right. I'm here at the upper deck, and I'm here with Tony Putzel. How are you, Tony?
I'm just fine.
Yeah, you're the manager, of this facility, right? Of this of the upper deck.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell me, what's upper deck?
The upper deck is a only gay resort on South Padre Island, Texas, and we have 21 rooms. We have some beach houses. There's a bar in the hotel, which is also the only gay bar on the island.
Mm.
There's a heated pool, two hot tubs, TV room, game room. There's a kitchen the guests can use.
I see.
Continental breakfast in the morning. There's laundry facilities. And it's like half a block from the beach. You can walk to the beach from the hotel.
I noticed that you have improvements and renovations here in the hotel. So can you tell the audience about it?
Yes, we've expanded to another building also, and we've connected the decks upstairs. We've also put in a new in-ground pool. It's been a little over a year, and also a newer, larger hot tub in the middle in the courtyard area. And then we've done some painting on the outside. We still haven't gotten to the inside yet.
Oh, okay. So how about wireless internet access? Because some of our listeners have... you know, they're tech savvy, they have computers, they like having wireless and stuff. So what are your plans on that?
Yeah, we plan on getting in and stepping into the 21st century.
Okay. It's really laid back here.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed about South Bay Island and having events here. It's very laid back, it's very relaxing, it's very intimate. So that's what I like about South Padre Island. How about the beaches here, by the way? How do you like the beaches here? Since you've been here for a long time?
The beaches here are some of the nicer beaches in Texas because I think, because there's not really any industry or anything else around here. Mm-hmm. It's just like so far away from everything else that the beaches are pretty nice. The water is really clean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, compared to some other parts
of
the
beaches.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what happened? Did I ask you about the Hurricane Rita when it passed by? No, it didn't really affect you, did it?
We had some high waves, but wind and rain and all that, and we didn't have anything.
Oh, okay.
It didn't really. It sideswiped us.
Well, us in Houston, we were stuck there, and we were.
Yes, I saw it.
We were stuck there. We couldn't fly that weekend. We wanted to go. We wanted to go to South Park for the Bears to the Coast, and it got canceled and stuff, so nobody could go. And turns out a big part of Houston was not really affected. So, well, not too much. Just a few wind problems. Yeah, so, okay. How many times is... I'm here actually for the Bears to the Coast event. This is the third time
third
we've
one.
Been here.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, it's good. I really thank you guys. You guys really do a great job in hosting the Bear events here. That's good.
Well, thank you. I mean, they don't necessarily just have to come during the Bears to the Coast event. If they want to come any other time, they're welcome.
Yeah, go ahead. Invite the listeners.
Yeah, you can come visit us anytime. You can check our website. It's www.upperdeckhotel.com, and it has photos, it has events, rates, availability, okay. Pretty much all that you need. If not, you can call us at 956-761-5953.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much for being in the show, Tony.
Well, thank you, Maynard.
Okay. So, guys, check out upperdeckhotel.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Here's a bear from San Antonio. He goes by Leather Bear. That's spelled as LTHRBEXAR. You know, Leather Bear in Bear 411. His name is Robert. Okay, let me read his profile here. Friendly, Texas Bear, 31. His sign is Cancer. He loves wearing leather, can go from mild to wild. I like to travel to Austin, Houston, and Dallas when I can. Yeah, he's got very nice pictures here in his bear profile. Also, he was there at Bears to the Coast. And well, I would say he is a minimalist when it comes to clothes. Well, it's very showy, just having leaves around the the private parts. Well, he's very comfortable. He seems to be very comfortable with that, which is great. And, you know, and he was very, very friendly, too, that weekend. He's a very nice guy. You guys get a chance. Check him out at Bear 411. He goes by Leather Bear.
Number one. Question.
Does the carry
that your real voice, or are you faking it?
Well, yes, it is my real voice, but it is somewhat camouflaged because of a certain thing that I'm doing.
Okay, question number three. Number three?
Number three,
I'll see.
How old are you?
Number three, how old are you?
31.
In bear years.
Bear years? I have no idea.
Me either. He's 31. 31. 20. Do what?
Everybody's 21 in bear years.
Oh, okay.
Old enough to know.
God, I'm young. Okay, you got three more questions. What's your next one? Pardon me?
Any contestant. What do you enjoy doing on a first date?
Number two, what do you enjoy doing on a first date?
Wow. How I do that, kind of depends. It can be very romantic, or it can be very manimal.
Uh-huh.
And it drinks a beer.
No. Okay.
All right.
All right. Good answer. Next question.
This is number three.
Number three.
What kind of guys do you like?
Black, Hispanic?
What kind of guys do you like?
Number three, what kind of guys do you like? Black, white, Spanish? What was the other?
Asian.
Or Asian?
Yes.
I like all types of guys.
He likes all types of guys. Okay, it's the moment of truth. Okay. You need any help from anybody in the audience? No. Okay. Who is going to be your date? What number? Yeah.
Number two.
Yay! Yay! Let me introduce you to the one that you did not pick. Robert.
Plus, you were going to talk about him. That's why they wrote it on the card.
Oh, you want me to tell you what he said on the card?
Yeah, you're supposed to tell us that unique little thing about him.
Oh, you really want me to tell this?
Yes.
It's really simple.
No, I'm going to say it anyway. We want to know.
Can we make something up for you? No. He's got an 8-inch dick.
Ooh.
Oh, I see.
He's cut. He's versatile.
Which one?
But he's really down to earth and very friendly.
Ah.
Okay. Why don't you come around and meet your date?
You go, Dad.
Well, it's Sunday afternoon. Around past 2 p.m. Yeah. The time already adjusted. 1 hour forward. Yeah, we're heading back to Houston. It's really great. I mean, met a lot of friends, met a lot of people there at the Bears to the Coast. And now we're here at the Harlingen Airport. And we're going to fly back home, back to reality. And, I gotta do a shout out on two great, great guys we met. Names are Roel and Michael. They are from McAllen. And we just hanged out with them most of the time. Talked, chatted, stuff like that. And it's really fun. We got hungry, so we ended up eating at Big Al's. No, not Big Al's. Dirty Al's. thought it was Dirty Sanchez, but it's a Dirty Al's seafood restaurant. It's very good. I mean, we were there. We ate some shrimp and oysters. Very good. It's a good call. And probably within the year, I don't know, within the year, maybe we'd come back to South Padre Island to visit Rowell and Michael. It'd be great. Anyway, so I guess I'm going to wrap this show. I'm still here at the airport wrapping the show up. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. So I'll be back with Excalibur in the next episode. And we're going to have a lot of new topics, I guess. Okay, so thank you guys for listening. This is Nard, and I'm here in Harlingen. You can email me, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can leave me a voice message, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And you have a voice message, so you can play it in the show. Stay tuned to the next episode. Visit us at www.bearpodcast.com. And thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Listeners, this is Excalibur. Sorry I've not been on the past few episodes, but I was not able to afford to go out to TBRU this year. Hopefully next year that'll all change. I hope everybody that went to TBRU had an absolute blast. Sounds like my baby Chris did. He's sassy. Anyway, I just wanted to call, say hi. I should be back on the show very, very soon. I've just been very busy. Actually, I leave on April 7th to go to Dallas myself. I'm going to go and spend some time with my honey, Chris, and I'm highly looking forward to it. I should be back on the show very, very soon. So don't despair, all you guys and gals and whatever you are. So don't despair. Don't despair, bears. Quick shout-out to Distorted View Daily, Tim Henson. Just recently celebrated 300 episodes of his show. Congratulations. Tim Henson's show, Distorted View Daily, if you've not checked it out, you need to go check it out, distortedview.com. It is a twisted show. All you catty queens out there, this is up your alley. Go check the show out. Also, big shout-out to the BB Talk boys. BB Talk.
Hi.
Plus, also, quick plug for, of course, Bear Wash, www.bearwash.com, the ultimate in shampooing and conditioning for your beard. This stuff works. Like I said, I've been using it since IBR, and it really does work. A little goes a long way. You can use it as a regular shampoo and conditioner. It works just as well, but it makes your beard and your goatee and whatever hair that you want to have soft, soft. So go get some. All right. I'll talk to everybody later. Bye-bye. Hey, listeners. This is Excalibur again. I forgot to inform you guys about something. Whether or not you know this, we're actually part of Podcast Alley. And Podcast Alley, what that does is basically it kind of gives Adam Curry, who's the big head tease of podcasting, kind of notice on the shows. And we've been getting zilch when it comes to notice on the show. So I actually wanted to ask the listeners of the Bear Podcast a favor to kind of make Adam Curry realize that our show does have some relevance in the podcasting world. Could you please go to podcastalley.com, look up Bear Podcast, and vote for us? That's all we ask. There's no fee for it. You don't have to pay anything or anything like that. Just vote for us. It's the beginning of a new month. And, you know, get your voice heard. Tell Adam Curry that you actually do like this show. And maybe he might do something special for us. I don't know. Maybe he'll get us some more notice out there or something. So if you could do that, that would be greatly appreciated. I know I sound like a corporate whore right now trying to ask you to, you know, go get some notice. But I'm trying to start some fire under Adam Curry's butt. So anyway, thank you very much. Talk to you guys later.